did and who are immensely impacted by him. Now, since Tzvi was an extraordinary person whose countenance exuded Avas Torah, Avas Yisrael, and Avas Abrios, under his leadership, the Mir Yeshiva grew from several hundred Talmidim to some 6,000 Talmidim. And the Talmidim of the Mir come from all different backgrounds. Over the years, we've had a number of our Talmidim, our Yeshiva, who spend time learning in the Mir. And each group finds its own niche, and each individual Talmid could readily feel his touch of warmth. And all this was accomplished while beset with a neurological disorder which sapped much of Rav Nosson Tzvi's energy and strength. Rav Nosson Tzvi was a great grandson of the Alter Subotka, after whom he's named. He married into the illustrious Finkel family, and yet he was born and bred in America, having graduated from the Ida Crown High School in Chicago, which, as so many have pointed out, should serve as a tremendous inspiration and also a machayev for all of us. And so it's only appropriate that we as a yeshiva acknowledge and mourn the loss of such a great Torah personality along with B'nai Torah everywhere. Tehei Nishmas Tzur B'Tzor HaChayim, Yehei Zichro Baruch. The topic of the Sichas Musa tonight, Koach HaHergel, is one that we could discuss for hours. The subject of Hergel is vast. It's embedded in Halacha, in Hashkafa, and in Musa. There are disciplines, whole disciplines, that are devoted to studying this phenomenon, behaviorism. Within the world of Halacha and Lamdus, consider, for example, the notion of Trei Zimni Havi Chazok. A state of repetition creates a sense of predictability and a presumption. Naturally, our focus this evening is on the role of Hergel within one's daily Avodas Hashem. Hergel, the Koach of Hergel, is a force which propels a person forward in Limud HaTorah and Shmiras HaMitzvahs. But also, it has another side to it. Hergel can be the greatest impediment and barrier to such growth. The centrality of Hergel within Avodas Hashem is something you find repeatedly in Tanakh, and especially in Sefer Mishlei. The idea of Hergel is articulated in countless Mamori Chazal, spelled out in the works of Rishonim and Achronim. Just to illustrate for a minute how much Chazal viewed Hergel as an instrument for Avodas Hashem and how critical it is, they introduced a special request every morning within Birchas HaShachar. After Hamavishena Me'eino Yisnu Me'achapoi, the bracha continues, V'hirarz Mufanach Hashem Elkeinu. It's really Lashon Yachid. In the Gemara we say Lashon Rabbit, Shetargileinu B'Sora Secha. The Rambam has a slightly different nusach in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Zayin Halacha Dalet. Yihiratzim Ufanach Hashem Elokai Elokei Besai, Shetargileini L'dvar Mitzvah, V'al Targileini L'dvar Avera. Various Gaonim, Avsadi Gaon V'Am Gaon, have such a nusach within the brach of Hamapil, and that's similar to what you have in the Gemara, the Ambrach, Estaf Samach HaMibbeis, such a lashon as well. In the spirit of Yishmach Chacham V'Yosef Lekach, I'd like to sketch together a few perspectives on the idea of Hergel. Hearing about it is the easy part. The real work lies in the follow-through. In our parasha of Vayera, Kadosh Baruch Hu extols Avraham Avinu for his willingness to transmit the Mesorah to the next generation. Ki idativ, Leman sheitzav es banav es beiso acharav v'shamu derech Hashem rasus tzedaka u'mishpat. The idea, Leman sheitzav es banav, is what we commonly refer to as chinuch. It's interesting as well that regarding Avraham Avinu, in Parshas Lech Lecha, we have the expression Vayoret es chanichav yilidei beiso, those who he was machanech. Consider for a minute the enterprise of chinuch. What is it based on? You mechanech a child before bar mitzvah. It's all about the idea of hergel, becoming acclimated, becoming familiar and accustomed. Certain hanhagos, certain behavioral patterns are established and they become hopefully a way of life. The pasuk in Mishlei, chanoch lanar pidarko, gam ki yaskin lo yosur mimena. As a result of the training of the chinuch, the way of life will continue even as he grows to old age. What is the value inherent in a child's performance of mitzvos? They're not obligated. The answer is obvious, to allow for a smooth transition. When they become bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, they assume all mitzvos, so they've already done it. It becomes that much easier to continue. It's interesting, we find a similar phenomenon regarding Klal Yisrael as a whole. Even before Matan Torah, when we were given the mitzvahs and commanded on the mitzvahs, Klal Yisrael were introduced to a series of mitzvahs in a place called Mara. The pasuk in Bishalach, Sham Sam Lo Chok U'Mishpat, Rashi quotes from Chazal that they were given a sample of mitzvahs, Shabbos, Kibud Av V'Em, Dinim. The Ramban over there in Bishalach points out that Klal Yisrael were not yet commanded in these mitzvahs. Rather, they were given these mitzvahs, says the Ramban, Lehargilein the mitzvahs, to get them accustomed to mitzvahs. The Arvi showed him that it specifically used the Lashon of Chinuch regarding the mitzvahs of Mara. It was in the same vein as a child who's getting familiar with mitzvahs. Klal Yisrael had the same experience as well. So when we usually think of Chinuch, we associate it with not being obligated yet in mitzvahs, pre-bar mitzvah. But really, the principle and the yesod of Chinuch is operative throughout our lives. We are constantly being mechanich ourselves through the koach hahergel. The author of Kelim read this idea, it's probably al derech tzachus, into the pasuk in Mishlei. Chanoch l'nar pidarko gam kiyaskin lo yosur mimena. What is mimena, says the out of Kelim, refers to the chinuch, to the derech of chinuch. Gam kiyaskin. Chinuch is a lifetime pursuit. If you mechanech l'nar pidarko, then when the child gets older and grows even to old age, he'll continue to engage in chinuch of himself. Even as we get older, not to stop being mechanech yourself. It's not just for children. There's an expression, hergel nase teva, hergel nase teva sheni. Through hergel, through habit, repetition, certain behaviors become second nature. There's a very interesting medrash, Parshas Bechukosai. Bechukosai teilechu, so the medrash quotes another pasuk in Tehillim, Kuf Yutes. Chashavti drachai, v'yashiva raglai elinusecha. That's what David HaMelech says in Ashri Smimei Derech. So the medrash comments, Amar David, Ribono Shel Olam, v'chol yom v'yom ha'isi mechashev v'omer, l'mokom ploni u'beis diva plonis ani holech. Every day chashavti, drachai, where am I going? Maybe here, maybe there. And somehow or other, v'hayu raglai nevios osi lebati kneisios lebati midrashas. Where did I end up? I end up in bati kneisios lebati midrashas shul beis medrash hadol d'chsiv v'ashiva raglai elidusecha. What's the message of this medrash? When a person is machanech himself, if they condition themselves in a certain way to do what's right, it almost comes naturally. I might be thinking one thing, but at the end of the day, who you are, your nature, that's what comes through, and David HaMelech says, I ended up in the right place. Hergel is not just about establishing a pattern in terms of external behavior, but hergel is also to have those external actions impact on one's panemius, on one's inner personality. famous Rambam in Hilchos Deos, in Perek Aleph, talks about how a person should optimally be in terms of their midos, the derech and soyos. And how does a person get there? The Rambam says in Halacha Zayin, Ketzad Yagil Adam, the Rambam gives all different examples of midos and the extremes and where it should be in the middle. Ketzad Yagil Adam Atzma L'deos Eguad Sh'ikvu Ugo, until they become part of the person. Yaseh V'yishev V'yishalesh B'masim Sh'oseh Al-Pi Hadeos Ha'imtsoyos. In other words, through repetition in actions, that transforms the inner personality of the person, the Yavzu Behem Tomid, Ashum, Asim, Kalamalov, and then the Yikvu Hadeos, the Nafsho. And then, as a result of the repetition and the behavior, the person's very personality and nature changes. There's another very famous Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis in Pirkei Avos, Mishnah in Perek Gimel. It's Rabbi Akiva who said it. Hakol lefi rov hamaseh. Hakol lefi rov hamaseh. So the Rambam explains what is meant by hakol lefi rov hamaseh. Hamalos goyagilo adam lefi rov goldo hamaseh, amal lefi rov mispar hamasin. The more a person does something good again and again, it becomes an acquisition. As opposed to doing something great, but just once. And the Ram gives an interesting mashal. Person's giving $1,000 zehuvim, let's say $1,000 to tzedakah. You can give $1,000 once, in one installment to one ani. You did a great mitzvah. Or you could give $1,000 $1 at a time, 1,000 installments. Each one is a separate nesina. Says the Rambam, that's a whole different experience. Because by doing that, you are acquiring the midas hanedivus. Each act of tzedakah does more to penetrate within your personality, expresses generosity. One time, it's just a one-shot deal. It doesn't transform you in the same way. 1,000 acts of tzedakah, the bottom line is the same amount of money was given to tzedakah, but it's an entirely different experience. This idea of how the chitzonios impacts on the pnimius, how what we do repeatedly transforms who we are, this is the basis of Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch has what's called Shor Shehan Mitzvah. And the so that comes up repeatedly is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us mitzvahs in order. Through the performance of mitzvahs, we are affected and we are transformed. And the famous Yisod of the Chinuch, he says it a few times. One place is in Mitzvah Tezayim. He coins the expression, I'm sure we've all heard this at one time or another. And then he goes on and says, Achare ha-pu'ulos nimshachin halavavos. In other words, through action, the person's heart is affected as well. This is why the Chinuch explains we find so many mitzvahs that are Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. Every turn, Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim, Sitzis, Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Moadim Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim, so many mitzvahs. The Zacharta ki Ebrei Saberes Mitzrayim. Why, wherever you turn, do you find mitzvah Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim? Because again, the more that you do, the more that it affects you within, and this is what the Torah is trying to create for us. Now, we might wonder, why do we have to establish Teva Sheni all the time so much? There must be a Teva Rishon too. We're not born in a vacuum. Everyone has certain natural natiyas and inclinations. And to the extent that a person has a good soul and a good heart, and they have it naturally, so why is it so important to always work on doing more to, in order to affect and to transform our pnimius? Let's say a person feels like I have a good nature. I'm born that way. Why isn't that enough? It's a precious insight of the Grah. The Gra in his Biur on Sefer Mishlei, Pasuk in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chavav. Pasuk reads, Pales magal raglecha, v'chod rachecha yikon. Pales magal raglecha, you should weigh the course of your feet. V'chod rachecha yikonu, and all your ways will be established. Says the Gra, what is raglecha and what is derachecha? Kfar Kasafti says the Gra, there are two types of midos. There are midos shenodu imo. There are character traits that a person has from birth. Vehen etzlon b'teva. That's what he calls derachecha. Then there are midos shehigyo es atzmo, vehen mikroyim teva sheni. That's the type of teva that comes through a person's behavior that, with that, becomes ingrained a certain nature. Machmas hergelo asan kiteva. So, drachav, those are the natural teva rishon of a person, and there's teva sheni, as it were, and that's the idea of raglecha. So what is the pasuk saying? Pales magal raglecha. You should weigh the course of your feet. So the Gaon explains a very interesting thing. Let's say a person has bad midos in whatever area. So you have to work on yourself to get good midos in that area. So you have to try to do it in a methodical way. You can't jump to the top of the ladder because ultimately it won't work, it won't stick. You have to go bahadraga. You have to go consistently, steady, step by step. That's pales magal raglecha until you get to the level that you want to get to, and you grab onto that, and then you're holding on to that teva sheni. V'chod rachecha yikonu, says the pasuk. Once you do that, once you work in whatever area on changing a nature and bringing in a teva sheni, it does something even to drachecha. Even those aspects of a person that are teva rishon, that are there from birth, yikonu, they'll be supported, they'll have a foundation, they'll have a basis. And if you don't work on yourself in terms of improving whatever area you can improve in and create a teva sheni over there, then unfortunately, gam derachav lo yikonu, even the teva rishon won't be established. It says the Gra, ki kos man she'en amidos b'shlemus, afil osin sheyesh lo enon al nochem. The person has to always look to improve where he could improve and not say, well, I have something and that's good. No, it makes a difference in the entire picture. The whole person's midos are interrelated, and everything you do to improve affects even what's yours by nature, by birth. This is one idea of why we have to understand the importance of working on ourselves and trying to develop good midos through good behavior, and not just fall back on the fact that we may already have basic good midos by birth. There's something else, even more fundamental. And that's because we don't live in a vacuum. If a person doesn't proactively utilize koach hahergel for good, then koach hahergel can work against us. Because then negative patterns set in, and we have what's called nasalo keheten. Sometimes a person does an avera once, they feel bad. And then the Gemara says, Aba aver b'shanaba kutralo nasis lo keheter. What happens is through the repetition, suddenly it's not so terrible, it's okay. They say, Rabbi Sosalanter asked the question. The Gemara talks about doing it two times, the avera. Kutralo keheter. What if you do it three times? Says Rabbi Sosalanter, if you do it three times, it becomes a mitzvah. That's the nature. Hergel can work to uproot good midos, and a person begins to slip. So even with the best chinuch that a person has, even with basic nature, but you can regress. You always have to be proactive. And the chinuch makes this point as well. In that same mitzvah, Tes Zayin, he's talking to his son. He says, don't let your inclination assure you I my heart's in the right place, I believe in God. My hefsid yes, yes, an negel for amim bitanuge anoshim, lasheres bishvakim uberchobos, lisvotism, halensim, ludabitzachos. Let me go to those, dark alleys, hang out with the lowest elements, hang out a little bit, it's an outlet after all. Whatever it might be, it's not so terrible. I'm strong, I believe. I'm not like them, I'm better. No, says the Chinuch to his son, Albin, Yishamer Mipneyem, Pentibakir Birishta. You have to know, even if you think you're okay, but the exposure to certain types of experiences can itself create the Koach Ahergo in the opposite direction. The very next pasuk in Mishlei, the one following the pasuk we mentioned before, Pales Magal Raglecha, I'll take Yamin Smol, Hasir Raglecha Meira. So the Gra explains, two ideas. I'll take Yamin Smol means originally a person has to create a new Teva Sheni, so we said you have to go La'at La'at, but then what you do is you have to go, in a sense, to an extreme, like the Rambam writes in the Chasdeus, to the other extreme, in order to feel comfortable with that. And then once you do that, then you move to the middle. Because ideally, that's where you need to be. And that's al teicher minus small. You have to go with the derech and sois. So a person did the training that they needed to do. They got themselves to the point that they are the other extreme, and now they can move back to the center. Now what? Says the pasuk. Hasir raglecha meira. What does that mean? Don't think, now that I've already done the work, now that I've acquired a teva sheni, hirgalti es atzmi, I've come to the derech hayosha, I'm mamish fulfilling the Rabbam Hilchus Deis, I'm exactly where I should be. Now, lo ichpat li im eilech ben b'shoyim, now I can hang out with whoever. Al tomarkin, elu hasir raglecha meira. Person has to recognize that even when you think you've made it, you haven't made it. Al-kamen ba'atzmacha. We have to always be aware of the influences that can creep in and can take away what we think we have and what we've earned. I want to come back for a minute to Avraham Avinu, the model of Chinuch, and how he was extolled for his commitment of Yitzhak es Banav es Beis el Acharav. You know, Avraham Avinu wasn't just a model of Chinuch for his children. Avraham Avinu is the model of chinuch for himself. And it was the self-chinuch of Avraham that made it possible for him to be mechanech his children. The Kursky Rebbe used to say, Pshat in the Pasuk, V'shinanta mevanecha v'dibarta bom, v'shivtecha b'veisecha uv'lechtecha v'derech. So the Kursky says, look, if you have parents who don't learn, but all they do is scream at their kids, learn, learn, learn. What's going to happen when the kid grows up and they have children? So they're not going to learn. They'll scream at their kids. Learn, learn, learn. That's what they remember. If you want to mechanech your children to Talmud Torah, says the Kutzker, v'shinanta mevanecha, then it's got to be b'shivtecha b'veisecha v'lechtecha v'derech. If you do it, if you model it, if you model the behavior, then that's the chinuch that will ultimately go over to the children. That's what they'll see. They tell a humorous story about a kid in Cheder. Friday night, he was the Shabbos Abba, Shabbos Tati, as it were. He sits down in front of the table, head of the table, and they've got the becher, they've got the grape juice, the wine, and all the kids are around the table. And the first thing he says is, "Oy, habich gad ha-shver vach, did I have a hard week?" That's what he saw at home, that's what he did. Avraham Avinu modeled chinuch. He was chinuch par excellence. In the Mela, it was Yitzhak es Banav es Beis el Acharav. It's even deeper than that. Avraham Avinu was given 10 nisyonos. Passing each nisayon changed Avraham's nature. To what extent? Rav Chaim Voloshiner says a profound idea in the Mishnah in fifth parak of Pirkei Avos. It says in the Mishnah, there are asar nisyonos nisnasa Avraham Avinu, v'amad b'chula. Why does it say Avraham Avinu? Specifically, the title Avinu. Says Rav Chaim Voloshiner in his Perush in Pirkei Avos that when Avraham Avinu passed every given test, it became literally part of his nature, the Teva Sheni, But to what extent part of his spiritual DNA, that it was therefore Avraham Avinu, it became part of what he was modish naturally to his children. That's the yisod of the chinuch of Avraham and how it was naturally transmitted. So how do we influence ourselves from all kinds of forces and influences outside? We have to be proactive. Self-chinuch. Haser rabicha meira, as alluded to in the pasuk in Mishlei. 3 weeks ago, we were mispal tfilas geshem. Thursday, 3 weeks, tomorrow will be 3 weeks in Shmini Atzeres. One of the stanzas of tfilas geshem, first to Avraham Avinu. Zechor av, Nimshach acharecha kamayim. Beirachto ke'etz shasol al pal yimayim. Inanto yitzalto me'esh mimayim drashto bizaro al komayim. So Avraham Avinu was Nimshach acharecha kamayim. He was drawn after you like water. Beirachto, you blessed him ke'etz shasol al pal yimayim. Beautiful language, very poetic. Avraham HaKalir certainly was master paita. But it's not just poetic license. Why does he use the mashal for Avraham Avinu of Beirachto ke'etz shasol al pal yimayim? Why that particular imagery, that Avraham was blessed ke'etz shasol al pal yimayim? It's clear to me that Avraham HaKalir was thinking about a medrash from the Yalkut on the pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Aleph, where this reference appears. Gehayo ke'etz shasol al pal yimayim. What we have in that, it's a song now, so we all know the pasuk from the song, right? They sing it at Chasnitz. The Haya, but it says, Asher Yashalach Batsas Nishoyim, Derachatam Lo Amad, Moshe Beisim Lo Yashav, Ki Besoras Hashem Chefso, Besoras Yege Yom Lo Laila, Lo Haya, Ki Eish Shasu Al Pagimoyim, Asher Pir Yo Yita In Beito, Lo Lei Lo Yibo, Becho Asher Yasa Yatsliach. So the Medrash has various drushes and references who the pasuk is referring to. One of the explanations in the Medrash is the pasuk is referring to Avraham Avinu. Asher Ish Zavra. Shenemar Ba'ata Hoshet Esha Sa'ish Ki Navi. We have the pasuk in Vayera also. Esha Sa'ish. Asher Ish Zavra. Asher Loholach Ba'atzas Vishoyim. Asher Loholach Ba'atzas Dor Aflaga. That's Atzas Vishoyim. Chav Nivnelanu Ir. That's an Eitza. Chav is an Eitza. He didn't follow in the Eitza of Dor Aflaga. Uvederech HaToyim Lo Omad. Elu hastomiyim, shenemar v'anshi stom roim v'chatoyim. So, derech chatoyim means he didn't follow in the ways of Sodom. Uv Moshe reitzin lo yoshav, ze Avimelech, sh'omar l'Avram, n'yarsi v'necha, the Christian were known as reitzanim, reitzani hador. Moshe reitzin lo yoshav, didn't follow Avimelech, his ways. Kiyim besoras Hashem chefzo, asher yitzaveh espanov. Besoraso yege yom v'layla, he learned Torah on his own. Beirachto ke'etz shasol al pal yimayim. Avraham Avinu disassociated himself from his surroundings, the negative influences of Dor HaFloga, of Anshei Sodom, of Avimelech, the Litzani Hador. Avraham engaged in self-discipline, established himself as an etz shasol al pal yimayim, as a rooted tree that doesn't come toppling down. You know, Chazal tells us another thing about Avraham Avinu, and we learn a halacha from it. El ha-mokom ha-sha-omad sham es p'nei Hashem, says the Gemara in Brachis, kol ha-kovei ha-mokom le-tfiloso ke-Avraham de-Ezrael. Avraham was kovei ha-mokom le-tfiloso. Of course, there's a halacha, a specific halacha, but what's the message? Avraham Avinu is kovei ha-mokom le-tfiloso. Avraham Avinu represents an anchor. Avraham represents a sense of there's a lot of turmoil around him, a lot of upheavals. Dor Haflaga, the war with the kings, the destruction of Sodom, there's Itzani Hador. How did Avraham deal with all of this, all these transitions? Through self-chinuch, through self-discipline, through the power of emunah, firmness, an anchor, kovei ha-mokom l'tfiloso, he was firmly planted. Ke'etz shasu al pal yimayim. It became a part of him. And that's why he was able to transmit that Asher Yitzaves Banav Es Beiso Acharav. We want, all of us, to tap in to the koach of Hergel to propel ourselves further, forward in Avodas Hashem. We have to remember, we do not live in a vacuum. There are all kinds of winds that are blowing around us. There have been a lot of trees that have been toppling around us, literally and figuratively. We need to build firm anchors, habits to live by, routines that serve us for a lifetime. For Talmidim in yeshiva, here especially, can be challenging. You have the dual curriculum, you have to balance time, priorities. I often tell Talmidim that you have to look at these challenges as an opportunity. An opportunity to strengthen yourself now for the entire lifetime. You know, in many ways, the experience that Talmidim have here is a laboratory for life, where there are always going to be pressures on our time, on our energy. Whether you go into Avodas HaKodesh, whether you go whatever career path, if you can maintain a steady night seder here while you have whatever pressures and deadlines and midterms, if you can do that here, that type of hergel will serve you forever. Whatever you'll be doing, you'll be able to go back to the Beis Medrash after a long day of work and have a chavrusa. If you can develop a cheshek now in Torah and feel geshmak, a genuine geshmak in learning, it will burn with you forever. There are opportunities for chesed here. The more that you take advantage and bring out chesed, learning with younger bacharim, talmidim, other acts of chesed, becomes who you are. I just want to conclude with one last point. It's a battle. It is a battle, and we need to work hard, but we should not view it as an uphill battle. When we establish patterns that are consistent with the lifestyle of Torah and of a Ben Torah, we're not going against the grain. We're going in sync with our true selves. For a Yid, the life of Torah and mitzvahs is not foreign. It is innate. The Sefer, the Siddur Hagra, the old Siddur Hagra, Isha Yisrael, has commentary from Rabbi Yitzchak Meltzin. He was Siach Yitzchak. He was a Talmid of Yisro Salanter. And he says something very beautiful on the tefillah that we began with. V'sargileinu shetargileinu b'sora secha. And he says the following. Shetargileinu b'sora secha ki nefesh ha-yisraeli yesh la be'etzem ratzon utshuka l'limud ha-Torah. It's part of who we are, that we have a natural desire to learn and to enjoy learning. Rak ha-chisar humashim margal ba'atzma u'dvar ha-fachiyin. Sometimes you get into the wrong habits and then you lose the cheshik, and to the contrary, you light up a cheshik for other things. In Tazveni Yom, Yomai Mezveka, a person learns every day, you're in a groove. A person takes a day, doesn't learn, doesn't open a sefer. So what happens the next day is you don't feel a natural excitement of going to learn. It becomes harder. That's the way it is. But you just have to bring it all back. It doesn't take much. A person goes off, then you start getting the other hergel. But it doesn't take much to bring a person back, because that's the natural nitiyah of a Jew. Shetargileinu b'sorasecha. So we should focus on the positive and recognize that we have the opportunity to be marga ourselves in good ways. And Kosh Baruch Hu wants that. He gives us yad v'shmaya. We should be zocha, all of us, to utilize the koach hergel in the best of ways, to find anchors in our avodas Hashem. Yetz Hashem, all of us ultimately should live to transmit our special mesorah to the generation that follows us.